Thank you, Jesus. We pray together.
Me palutame koos.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
This impossible situation.
Need võimatud olukorrad.
We all command together.
Me koos käsime neid.
For it to be broken in Jesus' name.
Et saaks murtud Jeesuse nimel.
For healing to come.
Et tervenemine võiks tulla.
And life to come.
Ja elu võiks tulla.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu sulle, Jeesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen. You might be seated.
Te võite istuda.
Yeah. Our God is the God who says, I came to give exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Meie Jumal on see, kes on tulnud ja öelnud, et ma annan teile rohkem, kui te suudate uskuda ja loota.
He's a God of life, not death.
Ta on Jumal, kes on elu Jumal, mitte surma Jumal.
So we just believe that today, once we've prayed, that something's going to change right now.
Ja me usume täna, et see, millest me paletsime, et midagi muutub.
And we'd love to hear what's going on.
Ja me tahaksime kuulda, mis toimub.
So please contact some of the staff here and let them know what happened.
Andke teada pastoritele, et mis Jumal on teinud teelus nüüd.
As a family and a church,
perekonnana koguduses
prayer, encouragement and absolutely contending against evil things is essential.
Palve, julgustus ja võitlemine, vaenlase vastu võitlemine on vajalik, hädavajalik.
If you're here for the first time,
kui sa oled siin esimest korda,
this is just like one big encouragement club.
See on lihtsalt üks suur julgustuse klubi.
Okay?
Ja.
We encourage one another. We stand arm in arm together.
Me julgustame üksteist kogu aeg.
If Ivo has a problem, I have a problem.
Kui Ivol on probleem, siis Benil on probleem.
In Philippians 3, it says that to bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ.
Filippi kolmas peatükk julgustab kandma üksteise koormaid.
But it also commands us to have faith for each other.
Aga ta julgustab ka olema, et meil oleks usk üksteise jaoks.
To bring answers from God's realm into this life.
Et tuua vastused Jumala maailmast siia reaalsesse maailma.
So that people can be touched by Jesus.
Inimesed võiks saada Jeesusega puudutatud.
That's what we're supposed to do.
See on see, mida me oleme kutsutud tegema.
I've been saved for about 15 years.
Ma olen päästetud on kuskil 15 aastat.
When I was 10 years of age, my father committed suicide and I found him dead.
Kui ma olen 10 aastane, siis mu isa tegi enesetapu.
My father was training to be a missionary and an evangelist with Reinhard Bonnke in Africa.
Minu isa teda treeniti siis olemaks evangelist koos Reinhard Bonnkega Aafrikas.
But something went wrong.
Aga midagi läks valesti.
After 10 years of age, I walked far, far away from God.
10-aastaselt ma kõndisin Jumalast üli kaugele.
At the age of 18, these drug dealers end up taking me into prostitutes.
Ja siis 18-aastaselt narkodiilerid ja prostituudid
võtsid mu elu. I spent the next few years of my life with prostitutes, dealing drugs and trying to do anything to make money.
Järgmised aastad ma veetsin aega, et tegeleda narkoga, prostituutidega ja millega iganes, mis tegi raha.
But what I was really doing,
aga see, mis ma tegelikult tegin,
is I was searching for significance.
Ma otsisin suurepärasust.
I didn't feel like I was okay being in my skin.
Ma ei tunnud oma nahas ennast hästi.
I felt like something's wrong with me.
Ma mõtlesin midagi valesti.
And I was right.
Ja see oli õige.
Sin causes wrong.
Pat põhjustab seda, et midagi on valesti.
And sin causes confusion.
Ja pat põhjustab ka segadust.
And evil motives and darkness.
Ja pimedad mõtteid meie
sees. I had a whole bunch of that in me.
Ja mul oli kõvasti need pimeduse mõtteid.
But at 4 o'clock in the morning in my house.
Aga üks päev kell 4 hommikul minu kodus.
When there was nobody there.
Kedagi ei olnud minu kodus.
I lit up a cigarette, I turned off all the lights.
Ma panin suitsu põlema.
I was actually physically afraid of light.
Ja ma panin tuleb põlema, aga ma olin kartsin,
like
ma tegelikult kartsin valgust.
There was such darkness in my soul.
Mu elus on nii palju pimedust.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, in the pitch black, all you could see was the end of a cigarette.
Siis kell 4 öösel, täiesti pimedas ruumis, ma nägin ainult seda sigaretti
põlema. I put the cigarette down.
Ma panin suitsu maha.
I was not on drugs.
Ma ei olnud uimastitest
ilmes. I rarely took them, I sold them.
Ma väga ise tarvitasin, ma müüsin pigem.
But I heard the voice of Jesus in my house.
Aga seal kodus ma kuulsin Jeesus häält.
And it thundered through my, it went in my body. It's very hard to explain, but I could hear him inside me.
See hääl läks kuidagi minu seest läbi, raske seletada, kuidagi läks.
And he told me.
Ja ta ütles mulle.
He said, Ben, God loves you.
Ta ütles, et Ben, Jumal armastab
sind. God wants to forgive you.
Ta tahab sulle andeks anda kõik.
And he spoke to me about my future for 1 hour.
Ja siis ta rääkis minu tuleviku kohta terve tunni.
I was a hypochondriac. I used to be terrified of like claustrophobia, small spaces.
Claustrophobia oli.
And I was afraid of sickness at times.
Ja ma kartsin ka haigusi selle
ajal. I was fearful of public transport. I would not catch a bus or a plane.
Ma kartsin siis avalikus kohas bussiga ja rongiga sõita.
I mean that literally. I would not catch a plane.
Ma kartsin ka lennukiga sõita.
I was terrified.
Ma olin täiesti hirmunud lennukis.
The first international plane flight I caught.
Kõige esimene rahvusvaheline lend, millega ma lennasin.
I cried for hours.
Ma tund aega nutsin seal.
And I talked to the woman and she must have felt terrible for sitting next to me because I kept getting reaffirmation from her.
Ja naine minu kõrval tundis ennast hullult halvasti sellepärast.
Poor girl. She didn't have the best flight. She might have been crying on the next one after that. But that's the man I was when God saved me. And I was born again and I went into a Baptist church. And a plumber who works on the toilets saw my life. And he said, you know what? Excuse me for the word that he used.
Then
he goes, you attract a lot of shit in your life, don't you? I didn't say the word.
Yeah,
zasta, right? Yeah. So, I can tell. That's when they laughed. So he said, you attract a lot of garbage in your life.
Sinu elu ümber on palju seda saast olnud.
And I said, what are you saying that for? I was angry.
Miks, ma olin vihane, miks sa seda ütlesid mulle?
He said, because I'm going to help you, boy.
Ma tahan sinu aidata, vend.
I was a claustrophobic,
ma olin
angry,
vihane,
5 minutes saved,
olin viis minutit
päästetud, fatherless heart,
mul oli isatu
seda, orphan mentality.
Ohvri ei ole. Orvu mentaalsus.
Yeah, addicted to women.
Olin naistest sõltuvuses.
I was addicted to everything I went near.
Ma olin sõltuvuses kõigest, mille ligi ma läksin.
And this man saw me. His name's Alan Toole.
Ja siis keegi Alan nägi mind.
And he said to me, you attract garbage, but I'm going to help you.
Ta ütles, et sa tõmmad saasta ligi, aga las ma aitan sind.
I spent the first year and a half of my life in a Baptist church.
Ja siis ma olin esimest poolteist aastat baptisti kirikus.
You know what I learned from him?
Tead, mis ma õppin sellelt mehelt?
If someone goes through something,
kui keegi läheb millegist läbi,
you go through it with them.
Sa lähed temaga koos läbi.
If someone struggles,
kui keegi maadab millegiga,
you struggle with them till they have a breakthrough.
Siis sa maadled koos temaga, et kuniks tal tuleb läbimurre.
If you have a problem,
kui sul on probleem,
you come alongside them and you have the problem with them and you lift them out.
Sa tuled tema kõrvale, aitad teda välja tulla sellest.
He would pray for me all the time.
Ta palvetas pidevalt minuga.
I would ring him in my first year of salvation weeping.
Ma helistasin talle nutes.
Ben, why are you crying?
Ja ta küsib, miks ma nutan?
I don't know, Alan. I'm reading the Bible 4 hours a day.
Ma ei tea, miks, aga ma loen 4 tundi päevas piiblit.
But I'm still afraid of getting on the bus.
Aga ikkagi kardan bussi peale minna.
And Alan would pray for me. That's not your future.
Ta palus, ütles, et see ei ole sinu tulevik.
And I remembered in the 1 hour that I heard Jesus' voice.
Siis ma mäletan ühel tunnil Jeesus kõneles minuga.
He told me, he said, you will preach, Ben, my mercy around the world.
Jeesus ütles mulle, et sa saad Ben kõnelema minu armust üle maailma.
The mercy I've had on you, I'll have on many.
See arm, mis ma olen sinule pannud, ma olen
palju teiste üle. And I would have these visions of large crowds.
Ma hakkasin nägema nägemusi suurtest rahvahulkadest.
And I also used to have visions of a black and white army that looked like Hitler's army.
Ja siis ma nägin ka nägemusi mustast ja valgest sellest sõjaväest, mis oli nagu Hitleri sõjavägi.
And I wondered, I thought that was from the devil.
Ja siis ma arvasin, et see nägemus oli nagu taatanast.
Now I realized God was calling me to Europe to raise up his army.
Aga ma mõistan, et Jumal kutsus mind Euroopasse, et tõsta üles Jumala armee.
An army for Jesus.
Armee Jeesuse jaoks.
We can amen that one.
Võime selle peale
aamen. That's amazing, Ben. I want to be in that army. Yeah.
Yeah, ma tahan olla selles armees, Ben.
So Alan Toole.
Aga see Alan Toole.
He was a fighter.
Ta oli selline võitleja mees.
Plumber.
Ta oli see
rough hands.
Tuke karmide kätega
vend. Tall as a drink of water. Little guy.
Ta oli see lühike.
But tough. I'd say, Alan,
ma ütlesin talle, Alan,
I looked at pornography again.
Ma olen porno sõltlanud.
Yes, but mate,
that's
you're going to get over it.
Sa saad vabaks sellest.
And he would encourage me.
Ja ta julgustas mind.
He'd say, that's not who you are.
Ta ütles, et see ei ole
Let
see,
me pray for you.
Las ma palvetan su eest.
He would fight for me.
Ta võitles minu eest.
And fight with me.
Ta võitles koos
until
minuga.
Until I saw fruit
kuniks ma näin,
come into my life.
Et tuli vili minu ellu.
And I did.
Ja vili tuli.
Then I met another man named Frank Clancy.
Ja siis üks järgmine mees, Frank Clancy.
And he was similar, a war veteran.
Ta oli ka selline sõjaveteran.
Tough.
Ja siuke karv vend.
But soft like a dove inside.
Aga pehme nagu tuvi südames.
But he was tough.
Aga ta oli karv.
And he would talk the same.
Samamoodi rääkis minuga.
He'd say, mate, shut up.
Ta ütles, vend, jää vaid korraks.
He'd say, "Don't say that."
Ära ütle vend seda.
And he goes, "You're a good kid," like this, you know.
Sa oled hea lapsuke.
And he goes, "But shut up sometimes."
Aga mõnikord jää vait, no.
He goes, "You're talking yourself into a problem."
Ta ütles, et sa räägid ennast probleemidesse sisse.
He was right.
Ta oli päris, tal oli õigus.
These two men stood with my life, and because of that, now,
need kaks venda,
and because of the hand of God, of course, but now I'm standing here talking to you.
Nende meeste ja koos Jumala armuga, ma seisan täna siin teiega, räägin.
People in this community who are going through things. On Sunday morning, not everyone sees it, but people go through stuff.
Inimesed selles kogukonnas käivad, lähevad rasketest asjadest läbi.
And this morning, I really felt the spirit of encouragement in here.
Täna ma hommikul kogesin julgustuse vaimu.
Like a Barnabas spirit.
Barnabase vaimu.
If you're fighting something,
kui sa võitled millegiga,
get your brother involved.
Siis las sinu sõber aitab.
To fight with you.
Et ta aitab koos sinuga võidelda.
If you need breakthrough,
kui sa vajad vabanemist,
God's name is Baal-perazim in 2 Samuel.
Jumala nimi on teises Saamulis. Siis see keeruline nimi.
Baal-perazim.
Baal-perazim.
Yeah, and that means God of the breakthrough.
See tähendab, et Jumal, läbimurde Jumal.
And so he wants to break through for us.
Ta tahab läbimurda meie elu jaoks.
But you need each other.
Aga me vajame üksteistele.
I don't know why I felt to exhort you with that.
Ma ei tea, miks ma seda pidin ütlema.
Don't let your relationships be surface level. Ask people to come into your breakthrough.
Ära luba oma suhetele olla pinnapealsed. Luba inimestel astuda sinu ellu sügavamalt.
I struggled with sexual sin for 20 years.
Mul oli seksuaalse patuga maadlus 20
aastat. In one day.
Ühe päevaga see oli kõik läinud.
20 year plus addiction.
Üle 20 aasta sõltuvust. See oli ühe hetkega kadunud.
But it went in one day.
See läks ühe päevaga.
Through the process of many prayers from Frank and Alan.
Selle taga oli protsess mitmeid palveid selle Allani ja.
It went in a moment.
Aga see läks hetkega.
Through the confession.
Läbi tunnistuse.
Over years. To get a breakthrough.
Üle aastate võitlus.
For some of you, it might not be sin.
Mõne jaoks ei ole pat võibolla.
It might be that you fight condemnation and you don't tell anyone, but you really hate yourself in your thinking.
Võibolla sa võitled süüdi mõistmisega oma sees, aga sa ei räägi kellegile, sa võitled üksi.
Christianity.
Kristlus.
Is not about protecting our face of what we look like to people.
Kristus ei tähendab, me kaitseme oma, peidame ennast teiste eest, milline me välja näeme.
It's actually about revealing his face.
See tegelikult Kristus tähendab, et me võtaksime oma
and
tõelisi
näo his face comes when you stand with one another.
Ja Kristus ihu tuleb siis
you loyally
nägu
fight
tuleb
for
selle asemele, kui me seisame koos teistega.
So I just felt to encourage you with that.
Tahaksin täna lihtsalt julgustada.
I'm the product of the spirit of encouragement.
Ma olen selle julgustuse vaimu produkt.
And now God is using this little guy with a little brain and a big heart.
Ja nüüd Jumal kasutab seda väikest tüüpi, väikse ajuga, aga suure südamega.
To see stadiums filled.
Et näha staadioneid täidetuna.
The guy who is crying at a 19 years of age or 20 years of age on a plane.
See vend, kes lennukis nutis 20 aastaselt.
Now seems to live on planes.
Nüüd elabki ainult lennukites.
And sometimes even preach on planes.
Ja mõnikord isegi jutlustab lennukites.
I'll tell you what happened one time.
Yeah.
You know about this?
Yeah.
I was in business class, you know.
Ma olin ükskord äriklassis lendasin.
I got an upgrade. Hallelujah. Let's just go back into worship for that.
Tänam Jumalat sellest, et ma sain business klassis.
I heard someone say yesterday, they said they tasted this food and made them want to worship. I don't know what the must have been good food.
Ma maitsisid mingid head sööki ja see pani neid ülistama.
I thought, wow, that's a good restaurant. I want to go there.
See on hea restaurant, kus nad käisid.
So I was on a plane last year.
Eelmine aasta ma olin lennuki peal.
Maybe a little longer ago.
Võibolla kauem aastat tagasi.
Maybe 18 months ago.
Võibolla 18 kuud tagasi.
And I got upgraded because I'm flying all the time. So they put me in business class.
Mul mind pandi siis äriklassi.
And the flatbeds, you know, zzzz, they go like that.
It's a flatbed. Voodiks lähevad need.
It's amazing.
Need toolid.
And so I'm wearing tracksuit pants.
Mul on siis tracksuit dressikad.
Yeah. Like, I'll just say crap pants. You know, no, bad pants, no, like cheap.
Mustad, odavad,
not good.
Mitte väga
the woman, the woman next to me is wearing like, you know.
Naine minu kõrval, tal on.
She's wearing like a Max Viera dress, like a white, looks like it's worth like $10,000.
Tal on mingi üli kallis nagu pleit seljas.
And I was like, this woman's wardrobe is worth more than what I have in my whole world.
Tema see nii-öelda siis riietus maksab rohkem kui minu terve maailm.
I put my headphones in.
Ja siis ma panin oma kõrvaklapid pähe.
And I went backwards.
Lasin tooli
nagu as it's going down.
Ja sel hetkel kui see magamisasendis läks tooli.
And I had worship on, you know.
Mul oli ülistus kõrvades.
The Lord says to me.
Jumal ütleb mulle. Ben.
And I was like, oh no.
Siis mõtlesin, ei, jumal, ei, ei, ei.
I don't want to talk right now.
Ma ei taha kellegagi rääkida.
He said, Ben.
Ta ütles, Ben.
Stand up and preach to this business class.
Tõuse püsti ja jutlusta sellele äriklassile siin lennukis.
I just worshiped a little harder.
Siis ma ülistasin natuke
kõvemini. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think if you praise, he'll go away, you know.
Sa mõnikord mõtled, kui sa ülistad jumalat, siis jumala hääl läheb ära.
Just go over there.
Jumal hääl mine sinna kuhugi.
He kept nudging me.
Sa kogu aeg kuidagi koputas mu südale.
Stand up and preach in this business class.
Tõuse püsti ja jutlusta selles äriklassis.
I said, God.
Mõtlesin, Jumal.
If I do it now, they'll kick me down to economy, for sure.
Kui ma teen seda nüüd, siis nad viskavad mind tavalisse seda klassi.
So I said, please let me wait till the end of the flight.
Las ma oota nüüd siis lennu lõpuni selle asjaga.
And me and God made a deal. He was good with that.
Me tegime Jumalaga mingi väikse diili.
I mean, they're stuck in a 35,000 foot tube. They're not going anywhere, right?
Need inimesed on ju kuskil kinni, kuskil üleval õhus. Nad ei hakka kuhugi minema ju.
So the plane comes in.
Ja lennuks siis hakkab maanduma.
Sure enough, man, taxis into the runway.
Lennuks siis läheb sinna ruleerimisteele.
And then the thing stops. You know, and the people open the...
Ja siis inimesed teevad asju lahti.
And they're all like this in their very well dressed clothes.
Kõik on nagu tead ärkavad üles ja nagu avavad.
I'm the youngest person in business class.
Ja siis mina olen kõige noorem vend seal.
And the woman next to me is a supermodel.
Ja naine minu kõrval on nagu supermodel.
She's dressed like she is.
Ta noh näeb välja nagu selline.
Right? She was Asian, beautiful, but she had this very expensive dress.
Aasia pärane ja tal on väga väga ilus kleit selles.
And so I stood up.
Ja siis ma tõusin siis püsti.
And my heart I was like
mu süda hakkas kloppima.
And I went, excuse me.
Siis mõtlesin, vabandage mind.
But you have to smile if you do this.
Sa pead naeratama.
You can't do this without smiling. Otherwise, someone will get you from behind and pull you down to the ground.
Sa pead naeratama, muidu keegi tõmbab sind pikali, kui sa niimoodi
teed. So I said, excuse me.
Siis ma ütlesin, vabandage mind.
And everyone like looked at me.
Kõik vaatasid mind.
And I don't know what happened, but God filled my mouth.
Aga ma ei tea, mis juhtus, aga Jumal täitis mu suu.
And I said something like this.
Ma ütlesin midagi sellist.
I said, you know what?
Kas teate mis?
I said, some of you might be pursuing wealth.
Mõned teist võibolla ajavad rikkust taga.
Business.
Äri taga.
Or a better family.
Või paremat pereelu taga.
I said, but how many of you know money can't buy you peace in your heart? Money can't put you to bed with peace at night.
Paljud teist teavad, et raha ei saa anda teile rahu südames.
And I said, all that you're pursuing.
Kõik see töökoha taga ajamine.
When you die.
Kui sa sured.
Which you will.
Me kõik sureme.
Will be the sum total of 2-inch signature at the bottom of a page called a will.
Oh, wow.
Came out of me. I said, all you're working for
kõik see, mis sa oled, mille jaoks sa oled töötanud,
will be a piece of paper.
Selle väärtus on üks paberileht.
With a 2-inch signature at the bottom.
Seal on väike siuke allkiri.
I said, but I believe you're born for more.
Aga ma usun, et sa oled sündinud rohkemaks.
And I believe God made you with purpose.
Ja ma usun, et Jumal tegi sind eesmärgiga.
And he wants me to tell you today.
Ja tahab, et mina ütlen sulle täna.
That Jesus loves you enough to die for you.
Et Jeesus armastab sind nii palju, et ta on valmis sinust surema.
Now I'm really preaching.
Ja siis nüüd ma täiega juba jutustasin.
Now I'm thick in the preach, you know.
Nüüd ma olin täiega sees.
Should have taken up an offering there in business class.
Ma oleks võinud
annetuse
üles
võtta seal.
See nii autus oli.
And then at some point I just ran out of words.
Ja siis mingi hetk mul said sõnad otsa.
And I was like, yeah.
Ja siis mõtlesin, yeah.
And then they're all looking at me and I'm just looking at them.
Ja siis kõik vaatavad mind ja ma vaatan neid.
And then one guy is like, looked at me and he trumped up to me like.
Üks mees tuli minu poole niimoodi.
Oh, sorry. He trumped up right up to my face.
Tuli mulle näo juurde.
And he goes, when you started speaking.
Tead, kui sa hakkasid kõnelema.
You told us.
Sa ütlesid meile.
You may never see us again.
Et sa võib-olla ei näe mind kunagi.
Yes, what did you mean by that?
Mida sa mõtlesid selle all?
And I was like, I said, I meant I'm getting off the plane.
Ma mõtlesin seda, et ma lähen lennukist maa.
And we might not be on the next plane together.
Me võib-olla ei ole järgmisel lennul koos enam.
I might never see you again.
Ma võib-olla kunagi ei näe sind enam.
And he goes, okay.
Okay.
It was really awkward.
See oli päris
ilus. I think he thought maybe I'm a terrorist. I don't know what he thought.
Võib-olla ta arvas, et ma olen terrorist või midagi.
And but one woman.
Aga üks naine.
See if it's just for one.
Isegi kui see jutlus on ühe inimese jaoks, siis tuleb alistud Jumalale.
She came near me.
See naine tuli minu juurde.
She looked at me.
Ta vaatas mind.
And you could see in her eyes.
Sa võisid näha tema silmades.
It was for her.
See jutlus oli temale.
And she had her head down like this.
Ja siis tal oli pea longus.
She looked at me and nodded and went.
Ja vaatas mu poole ja noogutas.
Thank you.
Ja ütles aitäh.
And I was like, I knew.
Ja siis ma oma südame ütlesin, ma teadsin.
See, I made a decision.
Ma tegin ühe otsuse südames.
I'm not going to live by the opinions of people.
Ma ütlesin otsuse, ma ei hakka inimeste arvamuse järgi
elama. I refuse to live my life based on the fear of human opinion.
Ma keeldun elamaks oma elu, mis on baseerunud inimeste hirmule.
How can I give the world?
Kuidas ma saan maailmale anda?
The best news they could ever hear.
Parima sõnumi, mida nad eales võivad kuulda.
If I'm constantly seeking permission from the world to share it.
Kui ma pidevalt otsin tunnustust maailmalt.
God made the world.
Jumal tegi maailma.
I don't need humans' permission.
Ma ei vaja inimestelt
God made you.
Õigustust. Jumal tegi sind.
You don't need people's opinion to make you.
Sa ei pea inimestel luba küsima, et sind valmistada.
We need to encourage each other.
Me vajame üksteist julustada.
To go to a place of freedom.
Et me võiksime käia vabaduses.
In Estonia.
Eestis.
I sense great significance over this country.
Ma kogen tohutult väärikust selles linna
maas. We were talking about this.
Me rääkisime sellest enne.
Even the pastors that were there at the leaders meeting the other day.
Isegi pastorite kogunemisel rääkisime sellest.
We were speaking about this.
Me rääkisime sellest.
But in the midst of great significance,
aga suurepärasuse keskel,
there comes great battles.
Seal on suured võitlused.
That's why we need each other.
Sellepärast me vajame üksteist.
Strengthen each other in God.
Julgustada üksteist.
But we also need to make an inward decision.
Me aga samuti peame tegema seismise otsuse.
God, you gave me your life.
Jumal, sa andsid mulle mu elu.
You hung on a cross for me, Jesus.
Sina andsid oma elu minu eest.
You saw me at my worst and believed me for my best.
Sa nägid minu hullemas olukorras ja uskusid minus
parimat. You put my life in your hands.
Sa võtsid minu elu enda kätte.
All my ingenuousness, my fakeness.
Kõik minu võltsid osad ja kõik muud.
My controlling emotions.
Minu emotsioonide kontrollimise.
My ability to control my life.
Minu võime kontrollida minu elu.
Even then.
Kõik selle võtsid oma kätte.
You said, I want to change you.
Ja ütlesid, ma tahan sind muuta.
That God
see Jumal
was publicly humiliated for your sin.
Seda Jumalat avalikult alandati sinu vattude pärast.
That precious person Jesus
see hinnaline isik Jeesus
was stripped half naked.
Teda võeti
almost
paljaks.
Fully naked.
Ja peaaegu paljaks.
And beaten to death.
Ja teda peksti surmani.
Publicly.
Avalikult.
On behalf of our sin.
Meie pattude pärast.
And we're worried about what the lady at the coffee shop will think if we say Jesus loves.
Ja meie muretseme, mida siis keegi daam siis kohvikus ütleb, mõtleb meie peale, kui me ütleme neile sõna Jeesus.
This country needs people.
See maa vajab inimesi.
That are possessed by the love of Jesus.
Kes on täis Jeesus armastust.
And there's only one group of people I'm looking at right now.
Ja on ainult üks grupp inimesi, kelle poole ma vaatan sellise mõttega.
I'm not speaking to the yoga center.
Ma ei räägi mingid jooga inimestele.
I'm not speaking to the transcendental meditation center.
Ma ei räägi mingites meditatsiooni keskuste vendadele.
I'm speaking to the ones who have the answer.
Ma räägin nende vendade ja õdedega, kellel on vastus.
That make the decision in your heart.
Tee üks otsus oma südames.
That God, you placed me in Estonia,
Jumal,
not just to make a living, but to make
Jumal,
a difference.
Jumal, sa ei panud mind Eestisse elama selleks, et elatist teenida, vaid et muuta seda maad.
Because that is the truth.
Sest see ongi tõde.
God gave you to this continent as a gift.
Jumal andis sind sellele kontinendile kui kingitusena.
But if we get used to Sunday, Wednesday Christianity,
kui me harjume ära Jumala pühapäeva, kolmapäeva Kristusega,
if we get used to just save what we call saving face,
kui me harjume ära sellise päästva loomusega.
Then we don't show people who we really are.
Ja ei näita inimestele, kes me tegelikult oleme.
We get used to closing our heart rather than opening it.
Me harjume ära, et pigem ennast sulgeda, kui avada oma südant.
Then not only won't we see each other for who we really are, but the world can't see Jesus for who he really is.
Ja siis me ise ei näe, kes me tegelikult oleme, ja samuti terve maailm ei näe, kes me tegelikult oleme.
I could blow you to bits with a 3-point sermon on worship. I teach on worship. I love to teach on worship.
Mulle meeldiks õpetada ülistusest. Ma võiksin jaamatama panna siit kolme punkti.
I could blow you to bits with the Jedathan and Heathan, what I call Jedathan He-Man revelation.
Yeah.
You don't even have to say that.
Ma võiksin impressida.
I could drop you into David's world and you'd be like, wow.
Ma võiksin näidata teile Taavet elu.
Worship's amazing.
Ja võiksid öelda ülistus.
Maybe one day I'll come back and teach on that. I love worship.
Võib-olla üks päev ma tulen ja õpetan ülistuse kohta teile.
But what this country really needs right now is not more teaching. It's the right teaching.
Õiget õpetust.
I sense that the right teaching for this hour is to teach you to be free of the fear of man,
siin olemaks vaba inimeste hirmust, inimeste arvamuse hirmust.
Some of you live here in this city.
Mõned on teist elanud selles linnas.
And Jesus said,
ja Jeesus ütles,
let your light so shine.
Las sinu valgus paista.
Before men.
Inimeste ees.
That they may see your good works and glorify who?
Et nad näevad sinu tegusid ja keda nad austavad? Isa.
Good works is not just a soup kitchen.
Et head teod ei ole lihtsalt supikõik.
Good works is not just I made sure I put my trash out on time.
Head teod ei ole see, et ma viin prügi õigel ajal välja.
Good works isn't smiling at someone.
Ja teod ei ole, et sa naeratad kellegile.
That's a great start.
See on hea algus.
But everyone smiles.
Kõik ju naeratavad.
Not everybody.
Mitte päris kõik, aga.
But a lot of people smile.
Paljud inimesed naeratavad.
God said, let your light so shine. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
Jumal ütles, et las sinu valgus nõnda särada, et linn mäetsus seda ei saa peitu panna.
Jesus didn't come to hide his lamp.
Jeesus ei tulnud, et peita ennast.
He came to shine his lamp.
Et ta tuli, et särada, lasta särada tema lambil.
I'm a European now.
Ma olen nüüd eurooplane teiega.
I have a European residence.
Mul on see kodakondsus.
I've lived here over 2 years.
Ma olen siin elanud üle 2 aasta.
And I have European blood.
Ja mul on eurooplase veri.
That's hard to explain to you. But
seda on üli raske nüüd selgitada teile.
What I mean is my heart beats for this continent.
Aga mis ma mõtlen, mu süda tuksub selle kontinendi jaoks.
I think about it every day.
Ma mõtlen selle kontinendi pärast iga päev.
About millions of people returning to God in Europe.
Selle pärast, et miljonid võiksid tulla Jeesus juurde.
When I came here, I had a remarkable love for Estonia as soon as I got here.
Kui ma tulin, siis mu südames süttis ämastav armastus selle rahvastu.
And a real strong sense of purpose.
Tõeline tunnetus ühe eesmärgi kohta selle rahva suhtes.
And actually I had a dream last night.
Ja eile öösel ma nägin tegelikult und.
That I had long hair.
Ma nägin, et mul olid pikad juuksed.
But it was really long.
Aga need kuidagi eriti pikad.
Like down to here.
Kuskil niimoodi õlgast
alla. And it was curly.
Ja need olid veits lokkis.
And I looked different.
Ja siis ma nägin teistmoodi
välja. I looked a bit skinnier to be honest.
Ma olin natukene siuke kõhnam.
It looked like I hadn't eaten so many schnitzels in Germany.
Ma nägin välja, nagu ma ei oleks väga palju schnitzelit söönud.
But in the dream,
aga unenäos,
I look like John the Baptist.
Ma nägin välja nagu Risti Johannes.
And I knew I was filled with fire.
Aga ma teadsin, et ma olen täis tuld.
And I'm coming to you as a voice from the wilderness.
Ja ma tulen teie juurde kui
I'm telling you,
hääl kõrbest. Ma ütlen
this
teile.
This morning,
täna hommikul,
you need each other.
Sa vajad üksteist.
You need to be real.
Sa pead olema ehtne ja aus.
And you need to pursue breakthrough until you get it.
Sa pead ajama taga läbimurret, kuniks sa saad selle kätte.
So that
nõnda,
your light
et sinu valgus
can shine in this country.
Saab särada selle maa peal.
If you're addicted to porn, you can't shine.
Kui sa oled pornosõltlane, siis sa ei saa särada.
If you're so terrified about what everybody thinks at the restaurant where you're eating, you can't shine.
Kui sa oled hirmunud selle pärast, mida inimesed arvavad restoranis sinu kohta,
if you hide the Bible
sa
in your heart but don't have it in your mouth, you can't shine.
Kui sa peidad Biiblit oma sees, aga ei räägi välja, siis sa ei saa särada.
But God needs us to.
Aga Jumal vajab meid sellisena.
We were created to.
Me oleme loodud selliseks.
I'm thankful for light now, where I used to hate it.
Ma olen tänulik valguse eest, ma kunagi vihkasin seda.
Because it illuminates things.
Et see nagu süütab.
And it helps us find the way.
See aitab meil teed leida.
And you are the light of the world.
Teie olete maailma valgus.
It's Christ in every Christian.
Kristus on igas kristlases.
But we must take seriously our calling.
Me peame oma kutsumist tõsiselt võtma.
Sunday, Wednesday, Christianity, that kind of stuff is on the way out.
Kristus pühapäev kolmapäev see peab aknast välja minema.
The world doesn't want it anymore.
Maailm ei taha sellist kristlust enam.
For a few years all the seeker sensitive rubbish people sort of made their way through it. Now the world's like
mõned aastad tagasi see nagu töötas see, et aga nüüd maailm ei taha seda.
They don't want religion.
Nad ei taha religiooni.
No one's knocking on the door.
Keegi ei tule ukse taga
Excuse
niimoodi.
Me,
vabandage.
Please teach me the 5 principles
Palun
of prayer.
Õpetage mulle palve viite printsiipi.
They don't care.
Need ei huvita see.
Because they need something that's real.
Nad vajavad midagi, mis on ehtne.
And you're that something.
Ja sina oledki see ehtne.
You are the personification in Tallinn of Christ.
Sina oled Kristuse kuju Tallinnas.
Now Christ is one.
Kristus on esimene, üks.
He's the head.
Tema on pealik.
You're his body.
Sina oled tema ihu.
Aren't you glad you don't have to be the one thinking?
Kas sul pole hea meel selle üle, et sa ei pea olema see, kes mõtleb kõik välja?
We have the mind of Christ.
Meil on Kristuse meelsus.
And my challenge to you this morning is what would Jesus do if he lived in Tallinn?
Minu väljakutse sulle, et mis Jeesus teeks, kui ta elaks Tallinnas?
How would he live?
Kuidas ta elaks?
Who's your model?
Kes on sinu eeskuju?
I know who mine is.
Ma tean, kes minu
on. The hypochondriac, claustrophobic, addicted to cigarettes.
Sõltuvused, claustrophobia.
Addicted to cigarettes.
Suitsusõltuvus.
Watching porn.
Pornograafia.
Coming to church still.
Ikka tulles kirikusse.
Still worshiping.
Ikka ülistan.
There on Sunday.
Pühapäeval ülistan.
There on Wednesday.
Ülistan ka
kolmapäeval. Struggling.
Aga siis maadlen.
Would you like to follow that model?
Kas sa tahaksid sellist modelit järgida?
Of course you wouldn't.
Ei taha muidugi.
And I'm glad I didn't choose that model either.
Mul on hea meel, et ma ei valinud seda eeskuju.
I'm glad that man said to me, sunshine.
Ja mul on hea, et see vend ütles mulle, päikse paiste.
Yeah, you can hate me. I like that a bit. Yeah. Sunshine.
Päiksepaiste.
You're born for more.
Sa oled sündinud rohkemaks.
I'm glad somebody didn't lower the standard.
Ma olen tänulik, keegi lasnud seda standardit alla.
But in Europe.
Aga Euroopas.
Oh my goodness, we've allowed this demon to come in.
Me oleme selle demoni lasnud siia lammutama tulla.
Called the fear of human opinion, the fear of man.
Selle demoni nime on inimeste arvamuse, inimeste kartuse teema.
We've rolled out the red carpet for it.
Me oleme talle siis punase vaiba lahti teinud.
You're welcome, come into our meetings.
Tulge meie koosolekutele.
Come into our reasoning.
Tulge oma meie siis mõtlemise ratsionaalsusele. Mõelge kaasa.
Tell us how to reach the culture.
Öelge meile, kuidas meie kultuurini jõuda.
I love culture.
Mulle meeldib kultuur.
I celebrate culture.
Ma tähistan kultuuri.
I'm Australian.
Ma olen austraallane.
We like culture.
Me armastame kultuuri.
It's the most multicultural nation on the
Australia
earth.
Austraalia on üks kõige multikultuuri, kõige rohkem kultuuri on
seal. I'm sorry for all these hard words this morning. My fault, bro. Yeah. Hey. I love culture.
Mulle meeldib kultuur.
But I'm not submitting to a culture that tells me.
Aga ma ei alistu sellele kultuurile, mis ütleb mulle.
That it's not right to talk to people about God.
Kultuur, mis ütleb, et ei sobi inimestele Jumalast rääkida.
When I was in Germany,
kui ma olin Saksamaal,
I went to some churches,
siis ma läksin mõningatesse
and in worship they are like this.
Ja nad ülistavad seal niimoodi.
Halleluja,
halleluja,
halleluja. And then the person would come up, oh, we thank you, God.
Ja siis üks inimene tuleb,
the same Christians.
Samad kristlased.
We're at the Bayern München game. Oh, with face paint like Braveheart.
As nad on seal jalga mängul ja siis nad seal kargavad.
Someone would kick a goal in the World Cup. Yes!
Keegi lööb ära vaja. Siis nad on, yeah!
They were like Christians.
Nad on kristlased.
And I'm like, what has happened to you?
Mis on juhtunud teiega?
You come to church and die.
Sa tuled kirikusse ja sa näed nagu surnud välja.
When you get to church, your personality leaves.
Kui sa oled kirikusse, su isiksus
kuidagi sureb. Your passion leaves.
Su kirik sureb.
What the heck are you worried about?
Milles, mis toimub sinuga?
Who are you trying to impress here?
Keda sa üritad, kellele meele järgi sa üritad olla siin?
I've even heard the wisdom.
Ma olen isegi kuulnud tarkust.
What if someone is here who's not saved? Many times I've been told that.
Mis siis, kui keegi siin on, kes ei ole päästetud?
If you're here and you're not saved, get saved!
Kui sa siin, et sa, ja sa ei ole päästetud, siis saa päästetud.
It's going to be much better for you.
Palju parem on olla päästetud.
And look at us. If you think we're bananas for Jesus, we are.
Kui vaadake, kui sa arvate, et me oleme veidrikud Jeesuse järgi, siis me olemegi.
We've got to stop playing safe.
Me peame lõpetama ära turvalise mängu.
And start being filled with the person who is mighty to save. His name is Jesus.
Ja olema täis Jeesust.
Why have we made the model?
Miks me oleme oma elu eeskuju teinud?
Structure.
Ja sellise
struktuuri. When it's supposed to be spirit.
Kui meie elu eesku peaks olema vaim.
Jesus didn't come to say, I'm seeking those who understand how to run a service.
Jeesus tundi, et ma otsin neid, kes teavad ja mõistavad, kuidas teenistust kokku panna.
The Father seeks those who volunteer in spirit and truth.
Isa otsib neid, kes otsivad teda vaimus ja tões.
You know God's number one gripe was? Number one.
Tea, mis Jumala üks...
The number one thing he was against.
Mis oli Jumala üks esimese asju, mida Jumala, mis oli Jumalale meele
Israel,
vastu? Israelis.
The structure killed the spirit.
Struktuur tapis vaimu.
Their structure stopped the spirit of God.
Nende struktuur tapis Jumala vaimu Israelis.
The culture of this country
selle maa kultuur
is wonderful.
On ilus.
Except for
välja arvatud
the fear of what people think.
See hirm, mida inimesed meist arvavad.
The inability to share Jesus.
See võimetus jagada Jeesust.
And to be light to people out there.
Ja see võimetus olla valgus inimestele väljas.
Our need to give people understanding sometimes is greater than our need to bring the Holy Spirit.
Mõnikord me tunneme, et me vajame rohkem anda neile mõistmist kui püha vaimu.
Understanding doesn't save people.
Mõistmine ei päästa inimesi.
The Holy Spirit opens their heart.
Püha vaim avab nende südamed.
That's how I was saved.
See on see, kuidas mind päästeti.
That's how you were saved.
See on see, kuidas sind päästeti.
You were saved through the Holy Spirit.
Sind päästeti püha vaimu läbi.
And Estonia is looking for people filled with God.
Ja Eesti otsib inimesi, kes on püha vaimu täis.
Now, we run events with sometimes 25,000 plus people.
Me korraldame üritusi, kus on üle 25 000 inimesi mõnikord.
I'm showing the balance of this.
Ma näitan sulle selle jutu balanssi praegu.
One of my great friends is sitting right in front of me.
Üks mu parimad sõpru istub siin samas minu ees.
She's smarter than Bill Gates.
Ta on targem kui Bill Gates.
She can administrate stuff. She knows.
Ta on administraator, üli hästi teeb seda.
Almost like Google Drive works for her.
ta on nagu siis Google'i pilveteenus.
She's a genius at structure.
Ta on täielik geenius struktuuri
mõttes. She does it all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Aga ta teeb seda täis püha vaimu.
I've watched her put a laptop down.
Ma panin, kuidas, nägin, kuidas
and get
ta
on her knees and just worship.
Pani oma arvuti ära ja lihtsalt läks põlvili
ülistades. She knows the difference.
Ta teab erinevust.
Between fearing him
Jumala kartuses
and fearing people.
Ja inimeste kartuses vahel.
And it seems like she gets more done that way.
Ja tundub, et niimoodi ta saab oma elus rohkem asju tehtud.
When we have stadium events,
kui me korraldame staadioni
üritusi, we have a fire code, fire codes, insurance, we have everything.
Okay, me teeme seal kõik kindlustused, asjad, kõik teeme ära.
You try putting 25,000 people in one place at a time.
Ja kui sa üritad 25,000 inimest ühte kohta panna, siis
it's
see on keeruline.
It's filled with structure.
Seal on tohutul hulgal struktuuri.
But the way we demonstrate ourselves,
aga see, kuidas me ennast reklaamime,
is not in the fear of man.
Me ei reklaami, et me kardame inimesi.
It's in the fear of God.
Me kardame Jumalat.
And because of that,
selle tõttu,
I watched 2,500 people run down to an altar call here in Europe. 2,500.
See tõttu ma näen, kuidas 2,500 inimest jooksevad Jeesust vastu võtma altarile.
I watched atheists who don't believe in God.
Ma vaatasin, kuidas ateistid, kes ei usu Jumalat.
Burst into tears weeping when a guy with dreadlocks told them Jesus loves them.
Hakkavad nutma, kui üks rasta patsidega mees räägib Jeesus armastusest.
We're not smarter than the gospel.
Me ei ole nutikamad kui evangeelium.
We serve the gospel.
Me teenime evangeeliumi.
It doesn't serve us.
Evangeeliumi teeni meid.
We're not smarter than human opinion.
Me ei ole nutikamad kui inimeste arvamus.
We need to be above it.
Me peame sellest üle olema.
In order for this country to be reached.
Selleks, et selle rahvani jõuda.
It needs you.
See vajab sind.
It needs you.
See vajab sind.
Free.
Et sa oleksid vaba.
It needs you free.
Sa vajab, et sina oleks
needs
vaba.
You at lunch.
Ta vajab, et sind, sinu lõunal.
Looking at the waitress.
Kes, et sa vaataksid teenindajat.
Do you by chance have any back pain?
Et sa küsiks, julgeks küsida, kas sul on seljavalu? Jah, mu terve päev on seljavalu on.
And then you bring the kingdom.
Ja siis sa viid kuningriigi temani.
Yesterday,
eile,
we gave 5 prophetic words to one waitress.
Me andsime 5 prohvetliku sõna ühele teenindajale.
On the same walk, we prayed for a guy's hand last night.
Me samas teekonna me palvetasime eile õhtul ühe venna käest.
Ivo and I prayed for another man out the front of a strip club.
Ivo ja mina palvetasime ühe teise venna eest, kes olid stripiklubi ees.
Then we preached to 5 other men, 4.
Ja siis me kuulutasime veel neljale mehele.
We must have stopped at least 30 people.
Me ilmselt peatasime vähemalt vanalinnas vähemalt 30 inimest eile.
Probably 10% of them weren't open, 90% were.
10% neist ei olnud avatud, aga 90% oli avatud.
Your city is ready.
Sinu linn on valmis.
It's ready for you.
See on valmis sinu jaoks.
Do you have to all be evangelists? Mm-mm.
Kas sul on kõik evangelistid selleks olemas?
You can be like Sharon. She is an evangelist.
Ta on evangelist. Sa võid olla nagu Sharon.
You can be a great administrator.
Sa võid olla väga hea administraator.
You can be a quiet personality.
Sa võid olla iseloomult vaikne.
But that does not give you the right.
See ei anna sulle õigust.
To not shine your light.
Mitte särada oma valgust.
Does it?
Kas see annab sulle õiguse?
I want to pray for you today.
Ma tahan palvetada sinuga.
That the Holy Spirit would give you boldness.
Et püha vaim annaks sulle julguse.
This city needs us.
See linn vajab meid.
And I'm going to come back here.
Ja ma tulen siia tagasi.
And I'm not rebuking this church, by the way. I'm not rebuking anything, actually.
Ma ei kuidagi ei nüpelda siin kedagi.
I'm trying to encourage us.
Ma üritan meid julgustada.
Some of you might not understand what I mean.
Võib-olla mõned teist ei saa aru, millest ma räägin.
Just read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John again. You'll understand.
Lugege siis evangeeliumi, siis sa mõistad.
Jesus came to set people free.
Jeesus tuli, et vabastada inimesi.
And everyone that he commissioned to live a life for him.
Iga üks, keda ta kutsus elama tema jaoks.
Has the power to set people free.
Neil on vägi, et vabastada inimesi.
I appreciate volunteers.
Ma olen tänulik vabatahtlike
eest. I appreciate faithfulness in church.
Ma olen tänulik ustavuse eest
kirikus. But what I appreciate the most.
Aga see, millest ma olen kõige rohkem tänulik.
Is someone with an open heart to let God use them, not their own personality.
On see, kes avab oma südame lastes Jumalal teda kasutada mitte ainult tema iseloomul.
Let's make the DNA the same as it is in Jesus, right?
Las muudame oma DNA samasuguseks nagu see oleks
oli Every Jesus. Christian
Iga kristlane
filled with Christ.
Täidetud Kristusega.
Every Christian
Iga kristlane
filled with life.
Täidetud eluga.
Every Christian
Iga kristlane
happy.
Rõõmus.
Oh, that would be a big miracle.
See oleks suur imesi.
Every Christian joyful.
Iga kristlane
Every
rõõmus.
Christian
Iga kristlane
loving strangers.
armastab võõraid.
But Ben, I'm not like you. No, Ben, I'm not like you are.
Aga Ben, ma ei ole nagu sina selline.
Good.
Väga hea.
You need lots more not like me.
Teil ongi vaja rohkem mitte Ben.
Ben, I'm more gentle. I want to hug people.
Ben, aga ma olen siuke nagu pehmem veidi.
I want to buy people's meals.
Ma tahan neile lõunad osta ja siuke
olen
pehme. Väga hea.
Do it in the name of Christ.
Tee Jeesus nimel seda.
But Ben, I don't want to preach out loud.
Ben, aga ma ei taha niimoodi valjult jutlustada.
In business class.
Äriklassis.
Neither do I.
Mina ka ei taha.
But I will not live.
Aga ma ei ela.
By the fear of human opinion.
Inimeste arvamuse hirmus.
In a continent that is losing the battle of Christianity.
Selle kontinentil, mis kaotab võitluse.
And the reason we're losing the battle.
See põhjus, miks me kaotame
selle võitluse. Is because we're thinking here and not here.
Sest me mõtleme siin, aga mitte siin.
We're worried about people's opinion.
Me muretseme inimeste arvamuse
pärast. We're trying to protect instead of trying to invade.
Me üritame kaitsta selle asemel, et välja poole
uuatada. It doesn't work because it's not the way of Jesus.
See ei toimi nii, sest Jeesuse tee oli teistsugune.
Your life is a lamp.
Sinu elu on valgus.
You're meant to give that light to the world.
Sa peaksid selle lambi valgust maailmale paistma.
Otherwise, if we don't.
Kui me ei paista seda valgust välja.
We'll stand in front of God on the day of judgment.
Ja siis üks päev kohtupäev me istume Jumala ees,
and he'll say, what did you do, son?
Ja siis Jumal küsib, mida sa
poeg tegid. You lived on Sunday and Wednesday in a different way.
Ja kolmapäeval teistsugust elu.
You didn't tell anyone about me.
Sa ei rääginudki minust mitte kellegile.
I gave you freedom.
Ma andsin sulle vabaduse.
And you didn't free anyone in prison.
Sa ei vabastanud kedagi vangist.
I don't want to stand in front of Jesus like that.
Ma ei taha Jumala ees niimoodi
seista. I want my little life.
Ma tahan, et minu väikesene elu
count for something here in this continent.
Midagi sellel kontinentil ära.
And yours can too.
Ja sina saad samuti teha.
It doesn't matter what it looks like.
See ei ole vahet, milline
see välja näeb. All graces are appreciated from heaven.
Igasugune arm on saadetud taevast.
From the single mother to the billionaire.
Kas oled siis see üksik ema või oled ärimees miljonär. Sellel ei ole vahet, milline see välja näeb.
What matters is your heart posture.
Mis loeb on sinu südame hoiak.
Stop fearing people.
Ära karda inimesi.
And giving your strength to a 10-second opinion of a person you've never met.
Ära lase, ära pane oma kiindlus sellele, mis 10 sekundi jooksul keegi sinust arvas.
Instead of taking from them.
Selle asemel, et neilt võtta vastu midagi.
Give love to them.
Armasta neid.
Let's go after this city.
Lähme selle linna järgi.
In a profoundly new way.
Ühel unikaalselt uuel viisil.
And let's believe Jesus Christ.
Usume, et Jeesus Kristus.
That a great move of God would come to Estonia.
Toob siia suure Jumala liikumise Eestisse.
Yes, Ben. We believe that. That's a great
ja,
idea.
Ben, me usume seda. See on vägev idee.
Let's believe for a great move of God in Estonia.
Usume suurt Jumala liikumist Eestis. Amen.
Amen. Why don't you stand? We're going to
pray. Tõuseme, palvetame.
I believe in the word of God.
Ma usun Jumala sõnasse.
The word of God is very clear.
Jumala sõna on väga selge.
The word of God says,
Jumala sõna ütleb,
that you're no longer a slave to fear.
Sa ei ole enam hirmu ori.
God didn't give you a spirit of fear.
Jumal ei annud sulle hirmu vaimu.
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Ta on annud sulle väe, armastuse ja selge.
Do you know that song?
I'm
no longer a slave to fear. Another one?
Ma ei ole enam hirmuori, kas sa tead seda?
Except when I'm in the old city.
Välja arvatud siis, kui ma olen vanalinnas.
We're not slaves, are we?
Me ei ole orjad.
Oh, hang on. Are we slaves?
Kas me oleme orjad?
No.
Ei ole.
Did God give us fear?
Kas Jumala andis meile hirmu?
No, it's a Velcro demon. Shh, we can just rip
see
it off.
See üks teemon, selle tuleb välja visata.
This morning I want to pray that what God gave me with boldness he'd give you.
Ma tahan sinu eest palvetada sel viisil, kuidas Jumal andis mulle julgust, et annab sulle.
If you want that.
Kui sa tahad seda julgust.
If you want to live free of the fear of man.
Sa tahad elada vabana inimeste arvamusest.
And free to be yourself.
Olla vaba see, kes sina oled.
Put your hand up.
Tõsta oma käsi.
If you want that.
Kui sa tahad seda.
Awesome, that's everybody.
See on põhimõtteliselt kõik.
Yes. Sharon, you don't want that? I'm just kidding.
Sharon, sa ei tahaks.
I'm just joking. If you're watching at home.
Kui sa kuulad seda,
the Holy Spirit's very big.
Seda teenistust järgi, siis püha vaim on siin.
So this applies to you also.
Ta kõnetab ka siin täna.
If you see this later on.
Kui sa kuulad seda järgi,
put your hand on your heart as I pray.
Siis selle palvel pane oma käe mu südamele.
That God would break the lies off you.
Et Jumal murraks valed sinu elust maha.
Father in Jesus name.
Isa Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
God, I ask for your power.
Ma palun, et sinu vägi.
Dad, I ask for your life.
Et sinu elu.
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Ma palun, et Jeesuse nimi,
that you would move upon this place.
Liiguks selles paigas.
I ask you in Jesus' name.
Ma palun seda Jeesuse nimel,
that you would destroy fear in everyone's life here.
Et sa hävitaks hirmu inimeste eludes.
Break the fear of human opinion.
Et sa muraksid inimeste arvamuse hirmu.
Break the fear of man.
Inimeste hirmu muraksid.
And Father, I pray.
Ja Isa, ma palun,
you would give your people.
Et sa annaksid oma inimestele.
Individual boldness.
Isikliku julguse.
Individual joy.
Isikliku rõõmu.
And let their light so shine in this country.
Ja et nende valgus säraks siin maa peal.
That Estonia might see Jesus.
Et nõnda, et Eesti võiks näha Jeesust.
And Father, we give you praise this morning.
Ja Isa, me anname sulle au sellest täna.
You are Christ alone, our cornerstone.
Sa oled Kristus, meie nurgakivi.
That means we stand on living like
see
you, not like the world.
Me seisame sinu peal, mitte maailma arvamuse
and I pray, Father,
ja ma palvetan, Isa,
before I leave back to Germany,
enne kui ma liigun tagasi,
you'd greatly bless this church. Bless my beautiful friend, Pastor Ivel, and his amazing family. And I pray that he would be a catalyst in this nation. That this church would be a catalyst for transformation. And just before I close, I pray if you're in this room, and you do not know the Lord Jesus,
you
might even be skeptical. I was the same.
But
the best decision I ever made was even just to open a fraction of my heart and see if this is really real. I believe you're on God's calendar. Jesus brought you here this morning. And you're looking at a life that was once broken that's now been transformed. And I believe God wants to set you free today. And he invites you into a relationship with him. If you're like that this morning, you're like, Ben, I'm not sure about all this. But you came here with someone today. I would encourage you at the end of this service, come up the front, meet my friend, Jesus Christ. And then also meet my friend pastors here, the pastors.
Yeah.
Come and meet the pastors here.
Tule siis pärast siia pastorit.
Because we'd love to pray for you.
Me tahaksime sinuga koos palvetada.
Even if you're not sure about God,
isegi sulle, kui sa ei ole Jumala suhtes,
we want to pray for you anyway.
Me tahaksime ikka sinu eest palvetada.
And this prayer I prayed about not being afraid,
see palve, mis ma palusin, et me ei oleks täis kartust,
it lands on you as well.
See kehtib ka sinu kohta.
I pray your life would be fearless.
Ma palun, et sinu elu oleks hirmuvaba.
And you'd experience the love of Jesus.
Et sa kogeksid Jeesuse armastust.